A notice of an upcoming FDA inspection or the unexpected arrival of an FDA investigator at your door can be anxiety-inducing for just about any food facility, particularly if you feel unprepared or unsure of what to expect. But what if you were able to sit down and get some insider insights from one who's been there, one who has trained the investigators even, and is now on your side? Welcome, Don.
Thank you, Lisa.
Really great to have you both at TAG and on TAG Talks.
I am very excited for both.
All right. So, to get us started on this, though, can you provide some more information about your background and your history with FDA, and then how that benefits food companies with whom you're now directly working and will be training?
Sure, thank you. I'd be absolutely thrilled to. So, I've spent 30 years working primarily for the Human Foods Program within the Food and Drug Administration. I would say that my time at the agency could be broken down into three large areas: food safety, food defense, and investigator training. In the food safety area, I have had primary responsibilities for piloting HACCP concepts in facilities long before we had JUICE HACCP or the Preventive Controls Regulation. A lot of that work and the findings and learnings from that work went into those regulations. I've also spent a good majority of my time at FDA working on compliance, enforcement, and regulatory activities, not only reviewing ongoing corrective actions, but also determining regulatory and enforcement strategy with the supporting science to take action against firms that were found to be in non-compliance with FDA food safety regulations. As my background is in food microbiology, a lot of the high-profile cases that I worked on were dealing with pathogen issues found in the food or in the food production environment. In the food defense area, I was part of the startup team that was charged shortly after 9/11 with hardening the food supply in the United States from acts of intentional contamination and kicked off the agency's intentional adulteration vulnerability assessments with USDA, the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, and the regulated industry. All of that work eventually led to the FSMA intentional adulteration regulation. Finally, for a majority of my career, which I really enjoy, I've had primary responsibility for training both federal and state regulators in how to conduct food safety inspections, with primary emphasis on GMPs, JUICE HACCP, and the Human Food Preventive Controls Regulation. So, I know what the investigators will be looking for in your facilities as they conduct these inspections. For the past 5 years, I've also been part of the Regulator Technical Assistance Network, basically an internal resource for all federal and state investigators to ask regulation and policy questions during an inspection in order to assist them in conducting the inspection appropriately.
Okay. So having that, excuse me. So having done that much work with that, what do you see as some of the most common industry misperceptions about FDA inspections?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest ones that I have seen is that it's always a gotcha mentality.
Okay.
I understand where that comes from, but food safety is a shared responsibility between the industry and the regulators. The final deliverable, if you will, is the same: safe food, food in compliance with the regulations. How you get there can take many different paths. It's not always a gotcha mentality, it's not always a gotcha item. A lot of the time, it is explaining what went wrong and trying to get that shared goal of food safety together. I will also say it's always a two-way street, right? Those in the food facility know how to produce the food. They are there every day and they know the process. Educating the investigator is also helpful to not only the facility, but to the investigator as well, so that he or she has a better understanding of the process. The ultimate outcome of that can just help both parties.
Yeah, I feel like people don't know or wouldn't think about trying to educate the investigator. I think,
You
put in
know,
the
I mean,
middle of things.
the food industry is so complex. How you make food is so complex. The investigator can't know all the nuances of all the different food processes. So educating that investigator actually really benefits both parties.
That makes sense. So a facility is notified that they're going to have a routine inspection. What should they do that maybe they don't think about doing to prepare for that?
Sure. I would say first and foremost, and I know this may seem a little bit over the top, but don't panic, right? The
Okay.
inspection is being conducted to ensure compliance with the regulation. So make sure you know the regulations, right?
Okay.
That could actually go a long, long way to reducing some of the anxiety because there are definitely things that you can be done prior to the inspection that should make the entire process easier for the facility and easier for the actual inspection for the investigator as well. I would say having a trained inspection team ready to go at your facility is really important. This team should be the team that accompanies the investigator and assists in responding to questions from that investigator. This team should really know the food safety plan. They should really know the implementation of that food safety plan. Second, try to be aware ahead of time of what the FDA may inspect. The fewer the surprises, the less the anxiety is going to rise up. Third, and this may be a bit in the weeds, but I have found over and over again that industry doesn't really know this. Become familiar with the relevant sections of the FDA's Investigation Operations Manual, or IOM. This manual is available to everybody. It's on the FDA's website, and it sets out the procedures associated with the FDA inspections. Again, knowing these things in advance will hopefully mean fewer surprises and less anxiety during the inspection. Fourth, definitely make sure that you've reviewed any prior inspections, any prior audits, and ensure that any previously promised corrective actions have been completed. The agency will be checking on those probably first and foremost. Ideally, a facility has conducted numerous mock inspections of their facility and sort of back and forth what may be asked of the facility, again, with the theme of the fewer surprises, the more things are practiced, the less the anxiety is going to be.
Okay. I think your point about the IOM is very valid. I remember I ran across that one time a while back when I was writing about investigations, and it was like, wow, this is out on the web. This is really cool. So, yeah, the fact that that's out there is pretty impressive. And they would
Yeah.
just, what would you do? Just Google
FDA
the FDA.
Investigations Operations Manual.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's
It
going to come up
is
there.
updated about once every 2 years. It's got some really good information in it. It may not be the most exciting thing to read on a day-to-day basis, but it lays out the procedures that the investigators take during inspections. And so it gives you a really good window into how the inspection is going to be conducted.
Okay. So if we kind of talked about routine inspections, but when they suddenly show up unexpectedly, then what recommendations do you have?
Yeah, great question. So, honestly, many, if not all, the items that we've talked about previously still apply here.
Okay.
Granted, you may have a lot less time to prepare in that case because they're just going to be showing up without being announced that they're going to be showing up. But whether or not it's announced or unannounced, a lot of the same procedures, a lot of the same items you can do to prepare are the same, right? I will say that not only the preparation is important, but how you begin that inspection with the investigator is really important. Operationally, when the investigator shows up, have them greeted, right? Escorted to a room that can be used throughout the duration of the inspection. Notify your inspection team that we talked about previously. Notify them that an inspection is beginning, right? Again, they should be ready to go with this because they've practiced this and they know their roles and responsibilities. It is best practice, really, to hold an introduction meeting with the investigator or investigators and inquire about the inspection. What type of inspection is this? How long do they anticipate being in the facility? Because remember, you're going to want to accompany them and be available to them during the entire course of the inspection. Introduce that facility inspection team to the investigators. Ask the investigator what documents they anticipate needing so that you can preemptively start gathering this kind of information. Just know that may grow during the course of the inspection, the type of documents the investigator may want. But again, you can start that process early on so it's not so burdensome at the end or during the inspection. Obviously, also make sure that you go over company policies with the investigator related to the facility, GMPs, safety, tornado warnings, whatever it may be, right? So that the investigators understand your expectations of them during the inspection as well. You should also let facility personnel, not just the inspection team, but let the facility personnel know that an inspection is beginning. Again, it can raise anxiety, but again, reducing those surprises ends with a much better process at the end. The more this is routine, the more that this is practiced, the more that everybody knows their roles and responsibilities, the less the anxiety is going to be, and hopefully the smoother the inspection will be.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense too. So from the viewpoint of that FDA investigator though, what are the things that might get an inspection off on the wrong foot right from the start?
There are definitely some red flags.
Okay.
Do not be rude. Do not be unprofessional. The investigator knows that they're taking time out of your normal workday, out of your production day, but they also have a job to do. As much as possible, do not keep the investigators waiting. Do not lie or be deceptive. Investigators are trained to pick up on these things as red flags. Do not give the impression that you are hiding something, right? If you don't know something, just say that. Say, I don't know. That is an honest answer. Say that we will try to get you that information. Say that you need to check with somebody to get them an accurate fact that they need. Do not get heated during a conversation. Right? We all know that an inspection from the federal government can be very stressful. Attempt to keep emotions in check and just stick to the facts.
Okay. I think one of the things I've picked up from what you've been saying along here too is that the facility kind of has more power, if you want to say it, than they might expect. They don't need to just sit back and just have the inspector do everything. They can ask questions. They can say, here's our policy. They can do things a little more than people might realize.
There really is a much better inspection outcome if there's active engagement.
Okay.
100% agree.
Okay. So when a significant non-compliance is uncovered in an investigation, there's a lot of different enforcement actions that can be taken. So could you talk about these a little bit and maybe some recommendations for avoiding them too?
Sure. So keeping in mind the overarching goal of a food inspection is to ensure the production of safe food in compliance with the regulations. Voluntary compliance is always going to be your easiest path of least resistance and also shows the agency that you do want to be in compliance and is probably the first recommendation to avoid other escalations or other actions.
Okay.
The agency has numerous administrative and judicial actions at their disposal that can be used as enforcement actions. Generally speaking, and we could do a whole course on these, and maybe we should, Lisa, at a different time.
It might be.
But administrative actions are non-judicial. So think of those as non-court involved. So these are actions that the FDA can take to enforce compliance with regulatory standards and protect public health. There are many sort of tools under this main overarching umbrella. The most utilized ones are regulatory meetings, warning letters, administrative detention, import alerts, suspension of registration, and mandatory recall. Some of these are quite new, and they were actions provided to the agency by the Food Safety Modernization Act.
Right.
Switching gears to the judicial actions, so these are ones that go through the court system. These include seizures, injunctions, both preliminary injunctions and permanent injunctions, consent decrees, prosecutions, and civil penalties. So they're big ticket items. Some of those are really, really strong from the standpoint of you may not be able to produce food anymore, right? They're big ticket items. I would say the best way to really avoid any of these, obviously, is to be in compliance with the regulation. The first thing you need to do to be in compliance with the regulation is to understand those regulations, which is where we can help with that, right? If issues are determined, the more you do to attempt to get back into compliance, specifically your corrective actions with an associated timeline for implementation, the better you're going to be, and the less of a chance that the agency will have to escalate compliance and enforcement actions.
So, yeah, I think this has been really helpful getting that kind of behind the scenes look. None of it really is a surprise, and yet it still is from the investigator viewpoint of, this is what we're looking for, and this is, what we expect and what can help us. You mentioned though that some of the things we might be training on. So, could you go ahead and give our audience a bit of a peek into what is being developed along those lines?
Absolutely, a bit of a teaser trailer, so to
Yeah,
say.
there you go.
So, one of the first offerings that we have planned will be a deeper dive into preparing for a human food preventive control inspection to not only make it a smoother process, but hopefully a quicker process, both for the regulated industry and hopefully for the investigator as well. Part of that will be discussing the different types of preventive control inspections to be prepared for. And yes, there is more than one type. The type of information that should be readily available, again, to assist with that smooth inspection. And then I'm hopeful in some later trainings to really provide sort of a deeper dive into how the FDA and state investigators are trained to conduct these inspections and how they will be conducted in your facility. Again, going back to that consistent theme of if you're prepared, you know what's coming, it's going to reduce anxiety. And most importantly, you will hopefully at the end of all of that be found in compliance with those regulations.
So just, another quick note too, that is the training, but we can also help in preparing or even conducting mock inspections and such. Can you give a little information on that too?
Sure. So there are obviously ways that TAG can come in and conduct, if you will, like a mock inspection, a mock preventive control inspection with GMPs. If for nothing else, to highlight things that we see that you might need to correct before an actual investigation, actual inspection. Again, preparing yourself for what may be coming. Obviously, we don't have those same administrative or judicial actions in our tool bag, but it would be nice to prevent all of those from happening by getting us into your facility to make sure that everything is okay.
Another set of eyes that
Another
have
set of eyes.
a little bit of extra knowledge as well.
You bet.
Well, thank you so much, Don. I think this has been really great getting some key information and some basic information at this point, but all of it I think really helps. And I also want to thank our audience for listening in. We hope that we have given you some new insights in what can be a complex, feel like a complex food inspection, even though perhaps it really isn't that much so. And as always, to stay informed on all things food safety and ensure you don't miss any episodes of TAG Talks, be sure to like, follow, or subscribe on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, or your favorite podcast platform. Thanks again.
Thank you.